T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 39 degrees here on this Tuesday morning at 6:30. Four Wichita police officers are named in a lawsuit filed by the family of Andrew Finch, the man who was shot and killed by Wichita police in a December 2017 swatting incident. The lawsuit filed Monday by Lisa Finch, Andrew Finch's mother, and Ali Abdulhadi, a friend who was at the home that night, claims unconstitutional seizure and seeks more than $75,000 in damages.
Wichita police have arrested a 40-year-old man for murder. Early Saturday, officers responded to the call of a carjacking at Lincoln and Woodlawn in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says officers made contact with the suspect, who had called 911 and then located the victim in critical condition in a front yard in the 900 block of South Mission underneath a car.
The victim in the second-degree murder case has been identified as 42-year-old David Lee.
Investigators say this was not random. The suspect and victim did know each other.
A distillery could be fined up to $1 million for a chlorine gas cloud that lingered over residents in northeast Kansas in 2016.
Federal prosecutors say MGP Ingredients pleaded guilty Monday to negligence in violating the Federal Clean Air Act, which is a misdemeanor. In October 2016, a chlorine gas cloud formed at the company's Atchison plant. Residents evacuated the city or sheltered in place for hours. About 140 people sought medical attention. A federal report blames a leak on missing key rings on chemical storage tanks and a lack of attention to procedure. Sentencing was set for February 24th. The company could be sentenced to 5 years of probation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Congress looks to avoid another government shutdown.
The House is expected to vote today on a deal that would extend government funding for another 4 weeks and avoid another shutdown. House and Senate leaders have struck a deal on a continuing resolution that keeps the government open until December 20th and does not put any restrictions on border wall funding, something President Trump demanded in exchange for his signature. The House is expected to pass the measure and send it to the Senate just ahead of Thursday night's funding deadline. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has suggested President Trump could refuse to sign it over his frustrations with the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
A change in tone from President Trump when it comes to interest rates and the Federal Reserve.
Last week at the Economic Club of New York, President Trump complained the Federal Reserve hasn't cut interest rates enough. He said it puts us at an economic disadvantage when it comes to competing with other countries. But the president met with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell Monday. A few hours later, the president tweeted about it, calling the meeting good and cordial, saying that the two talked about interest rates, low inflation, and dollar strength. The feds have made a couple of rate cuts this year. They're now down to about 1.5%. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
A 30-year-old Wichita man pleading guilty to a federal charge of carjacking. It was part of a police chase that included officers firing shots at a speeding car. Federal prosecutors announcing that Zachary Osdemore pleaded guilty yesterday. He admitted that on September 10th, he stole a car from an elderly Wichita couple after threatening to kill them if they didn't give him their car keys.
A lot of negative reaction to last week's announcement that Wichita's new AAA baseball team will be known as the Wind Surge. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
I think it's something that will grow on us. The reality is it's probably not the top choice of names I would have picked, but they didn't let me have that opportunity. So it'll work. You know, I think the logo is a good looking logo. At the end of the day, it's a name, folks. If that's the most we have to worry about in this community, then we're doing quite well.
First day sales of the new team logo merchandise reportedly set a record for minor league baseball. Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. One more nice fall day in Wichita before changes arrive tomorrow and tomorrow night. It's going to be sunny with a high 68 later on this afternoon. Clear and breezy tonight, our low near 50. Then rain and thunderstorms move in by tomorrow afternoon. Windy with a high 67. Colder with showers again tomorrow night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we've got a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 39 degrees. 6:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. November 19th, on this date in 2017, just 2 years ago, Charles Manson, the hippie cult leader behind the gruesome murders of actress Sharon Tate and six others in Los Angeles in 1969, died in a California hospital at the age of 83 after nearly a half century in prison. This interesting little man, he was little, about 5 feet tall, apparently was convicted of mind-controlling these other people and getting them to kill folks for him. I don't know, just because he wanted to do it. But do you see any of the interviews they did with him after?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was just nutty as a march hare.
He was gone.
Woo-ha! Wow. But, he was just a small-time...
I've forgotten that he passed.
He's a small-time crook. He'd been, still stolen cars and things like that, and that was about it until he made himself very famous on a couple of nights in California in 1969. A jury in Iowa has awarded $1.4 million to a Burmese immigrant who wanted a circumcision but instead got a vasectomy. There is a difference.
Ooh.
There is a difference.
Ooh, yikes.
The Des Moines Register reports the jury last week leveled a $2 million judgment against Dr. Kevin Berusing, who performed the vasectomy. But jurors decided the man who filed the lawsuit, Zaza, was 30% responsible. Zaza is a 41-year-old refugee from Myanmar. He sued in November 2017, nearly 2 years after the errant procedure. Bersinging's attorney says Zaw, who is not fluent in English, signed two informed consents that were translated into Burmese and completed four consultations before undergoing the procedure. Lawsuit says there's no word for vasectomy in Burmese. I'm sorry, but this...
Oh, boy.
Zaw's attorney says a doctor's referral document showed Zaw was seeking a circumcision, but, mistakes can be made.
Apparently.
I tell you what, if I'm going to have a procedure done, the doctor's going to have to tell me chapter and verse exactly what he's going to do, or she. But in this case, that's a pretty good lawsuit, $1.4 million. Hundreds of containers, many carrying hazardous materials, have been floated into Missouri since flooding in the upper Missouri River Basin. During the spring, Missouri Department of Natural Resources officials say the agency collected more than 740 containers this year. Many are believed to be from Nebraska and Iowa. The containers range from small buckets to 500,000 gallon tanks. Many contain diesel fuel, pesticides, or ammonia. Most of the containers washed up on the banks of the Missouri River in northwest Missouri. Environmental scientist Stephen McLean says, the goal is to return the containers to their owners, but many don't have identifying marks. The water came up, and these things just started floating
away.
Once again,
displays how powerful and extensive that flooding was. If you can carry away something that large.
Yeah, and the Missouri was just
It was pretty
terrible.
Bad this spring.
All right, coming up on 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex started the session negative yesterday, but closed mostly positive, but off the session highs. Feeders after the opening held mostly positive, while the live cattle traded mixed on bear spreading action. Cash cattle trade last week in the five area feed yards was 25,000 head less than the previous week. The Southern Plains cattle sold mostly at the price of 115 on the hoof. The lean hogs continued trading and closing negative yesterday and had triple-digit losses. On the close yesterday, December live cattle down 40 cents at 118.70. January feeders 20 cents higher at 144.47. And December lean hogs down 45 cents at 62.75. Well, Monday, the corn and soybeans traded and closed negative. January soybeans closed below the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages for the the first time since September 11th. December corn had its lowest trade since September 18th. The wheat made new lows for the move yesterday, but managed to close positive. The corn harvest is now 76% done nationwide. 92% is the five-year average. Soybean harvest, 91% complete. The five-year average is 95%. The winter wheat, good to excellent ratings at 52%, down 2 points from last week. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a penny and a quarter higher at 419¾. December corn's up 0.75 at 368½. January soybeans a penny and a quarter higher at 911½. December crude oil trading 58 cents lower at 56.47. December gold down $4.10 at 1,467.80. December S&P 7¾ points higher at 3,129½. December dollar index 4 cents higher at $97.70. And December Dow Jones futures still making new highs, 43 points higher at 28,051. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO. To Tom.
Well, Tom, should I sell everything right now? Sell my stock right now, you think?
Cash it in and move to the Bahamas.
Sounds like a pretty good idea, huh? I talked to my brother Jerry last night, said he'd been out hunting yesterday. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Of course he's retired, so he has nothing to do, but something anyway. I said, well, how was it? He said, well, it wasn't very good. He said it's too dry. And tell me the dogs don't like it like that. The hunting dogs don't like it like that for some reason. They like a little moisture, I guess. But
Not only is it too dry, it's also been too warm, too.
Really? Why?
Yes.
What happens when it gets warm? Do pheasants just hunker down and do anything? But they...
You see them group up more when it gets colder.
Yeah? Okay. I see.
Our oldest son was hunting, I guess, this weekend, and he was saying that they didn't have much luck either.
Okay. Well, there you go. We gave people a hunting report today, in addition to the commodities update. By the way,
exactly. And I don't know a blessed thing about hunting. I never had time or the patience to do it.
I don't either. Well, when I was a kid, I did, but not since. Hey, listen, it looks like we're going to get some rain in this area. Maybe tomorrow night. What do you think?
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't sound like very much, but it does look like there's a little bit in the forecast. At least it's rain. It's not snow.
Okay, so you don't think it'll be very much. That's kind of pessimistic. I mean, I suppose if it was flooding, you'd say that's too much, right?
Exactly. That would be to the extreme.
You're just really not ever satisfied, are you?
Well, I've been told that before.
Okay, so how's that big screen TV coming along there?
Doing just fine.
You know what you should do with that big screen TV? Move it out on the patio and set up some speakers out there and have your own drive-in movie theater in Augusta.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, they do make TVs that are just made for outdoors there. You can put out on your patio and stuff. They're a little bit pricey, though.
I didn't know that. How much do you think they cost?
I haven't looked at them lately, but they're a lot more expensive than the ones you have inside the house. So they're made to stand the weather outside.
So you're telling me you can spend a lot more money for the 47,000 channels of crap they have now, huh?
Exactly. Hey, there's always somebody out there can take your money on something.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you, sir, for that great advice. We appreciate it.
Sure enough.
642.
Yeah, that was our money tracker, Tom Leffler. Oh, wait a minute. Our money tracker.
Don Grant's coming up. He's going to talk about good and clean investments. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.